Welcome back to this week's Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. The clock is ticking for a lot of people reaching retirement age, especially when it comes to their savings. Today, there are almost 75 million baby boomers in the United States that are nearing and entering retirement who may be facing gaps in their savings, and they're not alone. There are also Gen Xers in their early 50s, many who may be facing shortfalls and need to catch up. Now, a lot of my friends in particular are not actually familiar with what are called catch-up contributions, so it's something we should talk about. Fortunately, we have Catherine Collinson with us today to discuss how people age 50 and up can boost their retirement savings.
Al, your friends are in good company. Many people are not aware of catch-up contributions. Our research finds that among those age 50 and older, only 46% of the self-employed and 60% of the employed are aware of catch-up contributions, an opportunity from the IRS to save more for retirement on a tax-advantaged basis.
Great. Well, could you walk us through what the catch-up contributions are and how they work?
It may sound like a bit of an oxymoron that the IRS guidelines for catch-up contributions are fairly simple, but actually they are. In 2019, retirement savers age 50 and older who are saving in a 401k plan can save an additional $6,000 above and beyond the plan or IRS limits. For those saving in an IRA, you can save an additional $1,000 above the IRA limit. There are certain restrictions that apply. Check with your retirement plan provider, your local financial institution, or the IRS website to learn more about the rules and eligibility requirements for catch-up contributions, which can help you, if you're 50 or older, save more for retirement on a tax-deferred or tax-advantaged basis.
Well, all in all, that's an encouraging piece of data. So what else can workers who have fallen behind on their retirement savings do in order to catch up?
It's important to understand it's never too soon or too late to start saving and planning for retirement or save more and plan better, especially as we get older. And I see people, they get overwhelmed, which is counterproductive. The one thing that we can do is take advantage of the time that we have to save and plan, and even small steps can make a difference. I say procrastination is the enemy, and it's time to really start taking action, especially once you hit 50. Take advantage of the tools and resources available through your employer's retirement plan provider. Start building a retirement strategy, which we've talked about on the show. And then the other thing is consider a financial advisor. Sometimes the help from a professional financial advisor is going to get you what you need to sort of get focused and prioritized and on track. But just understand, everything that you do can make a difference in the long run.
Great advice. And once again, Catherine, thanks for your time and sage observations. As always, great chatting with you on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.